with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A weak jobs report isn't playing well at the White House.
President Donald Trump on Friday ordered the firing of the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, hours after a government report showed that hiring had slowed down significantly over the past 3 months. The Bureau of Labor Statistics on Friday morning reported that the U.S. economy added just 73,000 jobs in July. It also said it had revised the May and June numbers, and they turned out to be lower than previously announced by more than 200,000 jobs. Donald Trump said the numbers were rigged to make him and Republicans look bad. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Another crew is headed to the International Space Station.
3, 2, 1, mission.
The crew rocketed from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. They'll replace colleagues who launched to space in March as fill-ins for NASA's two stuck astronauts.
The botched Starliner demo forced Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams to switch to SpaceX to get back from the space station.
That was more than 9 months after departing on what should have been a week-long trip. This SpaceX capsule should reach the orbiting lab this weekend and stay for at least 6 months. I'm Haya Panjwani.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting has been a cornerstone of American culture for three generations. Now it says it will begin taking steps toward its own closure after being defunded by the U.S. Senate. It marks the end of a nearly six-decade era in which it fueled the production of educational programming, cultural content, and even emergency alerts. Conservatives have long criticized it for liberal bias. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 542 points, the NASDAQ dropped 472, the S&P 500 lower by 101. This is SRN News. A new report on charitable giving in the U.S. We get details from SRN's Michael Harrington.
According to an analysis of government numbers by the ministry Empty Tomb, the majority of the cash that Americans give away every year goes to churches or other religious organizations. That even goes for people under 25 who tend to be less religious than older folks, but still give 60% of their charitable donations to the church. Giving to charities in general has stayed about level over the past several years despite economic woes. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
North Carolina Republican lawmakers overrode several vetoes by Democratic Governor Josh Stein this week, getting just enough votes from Stein's own party to enact some laws. House Democrats weren't able to uphold the governor's veto on a bill that recognizes only two sexes and prevents state-funded sex change operations for prisoners. This is SRN News. There's been international reaction to President Trump's tariff hikes.
Thailand was told it had a deal 2 days ago, but had to wait for President Trump's big announcement to know what its tariff rate would be. 19% is a relief for the government and for Thailand's manufacturers. That puts them on more or less the same level as their competitors. As most of what they export to the U.S. cannot be made economically over there, most companies expect their U.S. customers to stick with the same suppliers, although the tariff rate does mean all imports from this region will cost the U.S. consumer more.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting. A truckload of hot dogs spilled across a Pennsylvania highway after a crash clogging the road toward the end of the morning rush hour. The wreck took place on Interstate 83 a few miles north of the Maryland border Friday. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.